latest team news from clubcall.com. These are today's latest Newcastle United headlines, and Alexander Mitrovic has signalled his desire to leave Newcastle in January after failing to force his way into Rafa Benitez's side. The Serbian international, who joined the Magpies from Anderlecht during the summer of 2015, is currently sidelined by a back injury, but has found himself surplus to requirements at St James's Park under the Spaniard, despite the club's recent Premier League difficulties. Benitez has nevertheless insisted he will be going nowhere unless he has a replacement, although Mitrovic appears to be desperate to leave. He told Sports Daily Zurnal in Serbia, "I persistently waited for the chance over the past months and I did not get it. I'm sorry, after all, I love Newcastle, but it's time for me to look more to myself to find the best solution for my career. I tried to be honest with myself and my teammates at the training ground and every match, and the fact that I didn't get a chance is simply not up to me. Everyone knows that I was left unintentionally in the background. I never felt better. I'm physically in flawless form. I can't wait to play. The most important thing is to find a club and finally get a chance to play on the field." Well, Mitrovic remains the fan favourite on Tyneside despite making only 7 senior appearances this season, with Benitez preferring summer signing Hosolu and last season's top scorer Dwight Gale. Elsewhere, and Rafa Benitez has defended his negative tactics after Newcastle slipped to a 1-0 defeat against Manchester City on Wednesday. City have opened up a 15-point lead at the top of the Premier League table, but were made to fight all the way as Benitez's men adopted an ultra-defensive approach before going for broke at the death. City's win was secured by Raheem Sterling's 31st-minute strike, although they also hit the woodwork twice and saw Magpies keeper Rob Elliott produce a string of fine saves. Benitez was pragmatic after a 5th successive home defeat for the first time since 1953, despite searing criticism of his approach from TV pundit Gary Neville, TV pundits Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher. He said, "If we'd scored a goal at the end, they would be really pleased with the performance of the team. When you play against Manchester City and you have to be aware of the way they're going to do things now, you just have to look at what happened when they played against Tottenham, Bournemouth or Swansea. We were right in the game until the end. It was very close. We were pushing in the final 20 minutes and had a couple of chances." Those are the words of Rafa Benitez.